Pastor Varun and Pastor Dalla Hopperson would like to welcome you to the following message from New Hope International Church, Seattle, Washington. Here is Pastor Dalla's dynamic teaching that will change your life with love, hope, and peace in Jesus Christ.
Today, I'm so thankful and have the privilege to deliver the message on this Mother's Day, because it really, all the pictures that we present a while ago really bring tears to my eyes to see all the mothers, to see the gift of heaven that God has given to each and every family. A lot of time we are taking it for granted with our moms. We take it for granted with the most important person in our lives. And one of the most important person in our life, I know that that is also very important. And when I receive this flower is not only for me, but for all the mothers who are in this room. And I really extend the love and appreciation and honor to all the mothers of the world. In fact, because mother is someone who deserves to be honored, to be thought of very often, and appreciate them very much. Today, I also think of my mom who passed away many years ago, over 20 years ago, but it seemed like she is always there for me. So I will try not to cry so that I can deliver the message. Even though in my heart, you know, I'm like pounding. I am so pounding with and overwhelmed with the love for my mom, for the things that God has done to me through my mom. And I'm going to share that and give a little bit of testimony a little bit later on. But mothers in this room, you are so special. You are very, very special. You are the gift of God that have given to every family that you are in. And you are really worthy to be praised, just exactly like the word of God that Pastor Lau just said. The women who fear the Lord are worthy to be praised. And there are so many responsibilities that mother has, but I notice one thing, that mothers are so patient. They persevere things. You know, they have long suffering. I have noticed that. And this one I can be wrong. Pastor Lau and Dr. Sarah might disagree with me, but someone told me that if all the men have to deliver the baby, they will die. But we all survive because of our mothers. Amen. Pastor Lau and Dr. Sarah can correct me later. So, from the bottom of my heart, I really appreciate all the mothers. From the bottom of my heart, I have seen mothers in our church have done great things to their children. They teach their children, they train their children, they set good example for their children, they have done everything so that their children will be the best. Amen. Today, I would like to share with you today is that taking a stand for your family. Taking a stand for your family is like you have to stick and stand for your family. You cannot let the family fall. Somebody has to stick and take a stand for your family, because the family is so important institution. And in fact, every other institution branch out from the family. If there is no family, many things will fall down. And the family is so precious. So precious. Our husbands, our children, our extended family, like our father-in-law, mother-in-law, our brother and sister-in-laws, they are so important to our life that we need to handle with care. Sometimes you see the box that sent the parcel that sent to our home, and the box said that handle with care, that is fragile. We need to handle our family with care. today it will be a simple message, but I really would like to ask God that it will be infused into your spirit that you need to handle your family with care. Never ever take it for granted with your family, because family is where God have put us in. God, in His great wisdom and mercy, you know that it's wisdom of God to put every one of us in the family, and it is His mercy that He put us in the family so that we can take care of someone. I mean the family member, and to be taken care of. One thing that today I am a little bit sad, because my older daughter, she is sick. So Tanita is sick, so Joy has to be with her to take care of her. She is not feeling well today, but they really, really want to come. But anyway, I know that their hearts are with me now. So somebody has to stand for the family. And I hope that not only someone, but everyone in the family, husband, wife, and children too, need to stand up and need to take a stand for our family. In our marriage, there are two first and foremost things that we need to settle. We need to settle in our heart. There are two things. Number one is, as a couple, we need to commit to God. And we need to make a solid decision to live our life that honor God. We will love Him and follow Him. That one we need to settle. To have a successful family, that this is the first thing we need to settle. That is, we need to commit to our God. And number two is that as a couple, we are going to commit to each other. We need to really commit to each other. There was one time Billy Graham's wife was asked if she ever considered divorce. She said, divorce? No. Murder? Yes. We'll kill each other, but we won't divorce. That is what, you know, her saying, it really inspired me. No. In fact, I appreciate what Pastor Lau said earlier, but I have to tell you the truth, that it would be very hard for me to stand strong and stand firm without my husband. But it's because he lead me. It's because he set good example for me. That's why it's easier for me to follow, and it's easier for me to do many things that I am doing now. So I really also thank my husband too. And we are going to listen about Father next month on Father Day. So keep it. Keep it until next month. So a few things that I want to share today. Only a few things. Number one is talking about divorce. Matthew 19:4-6 say that, haven't you read? He replied, that at the beginning, the Creator made them male and female, and said, for this reason a man will leave his father and mother and be united to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh. So they are no longer two, but one. Therefore, what God has joined together, let man not separate. The idea of God is that when we get married to the one that God has sent to us, graciously sent to us, then we will commit to that person and live until death part us away from each other. That is the idea of God. But you can see that there are unexpected things that happen to our families. For example, like financial problem. Financial problem is, in fact, number one cause of divorce. Sickness. Sometimes one of the spouse might get sick, seriously, or there is unfaithfulness or marital unfaithfulness in the family, or sometimes you don't have all those problems, but you feel that you are not compatible. He is not the one. He doesn't look like the one that you have in mind. She doesn't look like the one that you have in mind before marriage. What happened? After marriage, why is things is so different? Unexpected things are going to happen in the family sometime. If we want to have a successful family and go through the problem, we need to dig our heel and say that I'm not going to initiate divorce. I am going to go to this, and I'm going to stick my heel and do everything by the help of the Holy Spirit to stick and stand for this marriage. Amen. And especially if the Bible says that you can do it. If He says so, it can be done. Not that we are great people, not that we can do everything. Not that we never lose patience and we never lose love, but by the power of the Holy Spirit, by His help, we will be able to go through all the things that is happening in our life. I say this, it's not that I never have any problem. Pastor Lau and I have been married almost 27 years now. Of course, we have gone through many of these things. Financial problem, sickness, have a learning disabled child, and feeling that we are not compatible. There's so many things in our life that we say we call quit. So hard, too much. Being a resident and start the church too. Not only that, the church on fire. Not traditional church, church on fire. So much demand on our lives. So many things that is happening. You have to pay attention to your kid who you have to teach him to read, everything, you know, and then have to go out and do all kind of things. It's not that easy. But I want to encourage all of us. If I can smile today, if I can stand, if we can love each other today, believe me, everyone have hope. Because we were the hopeless case. Amen. But God. But God. 1 Corinthians 13:4-8. This is a very favorite Bible verses that a lot of people even can memorize. Love is patient. Love is kind. It does not envy. It does not boast. It is not rude. It is not self-seeking. It is not easily angered. And on and on. And then say that it always protects. We need to always protect our family. Always trust. Always hope. Always persevere. Love never fail. Therefore, we need to make a decision to stick to each other. You know, in the good time and in the bad time. When we are happy and we have a lot of money, we get a good job, we have a lot of money, everything go well, kids are provided, and we are provided. We love each other. It is so easy to love each other in that time. But there will be time. Today I'm talking about how the wife should stand, because today is Mother's Day, so I am going to say in that way. So sometimes our spouse are in trouble, and they are weak, and sometimes they make mistakes. You will see that our spouse is in trouble. Sometimes they do not think the right thinking. And sometimes they are weak. And they make mistakes. Even to the point of committing adultery. Something like that. The Bible says that if your spouse commit adultery or die, you are free. There are only two ways that you are free. Your spouse die or your spouse commit adultery. Then you are free. But without these two reasons, you need to stick and stand with your spouse. You know, so a lot of time is easy when you are walking together in a good time, when everything is provided, when everything looks good, it's easy. But when your spouse is in trouble, when he is tempted and fall into temptation, when he is weak in the Lord, when he doesn't go to church and read the Bible and do everything you think that he should do, then that is a rough time for you to feel like, is he the right one? Is he the good, you know? So I really want to encourage you that to show love is doing it in the hard time and not even in the good time. That is the time you need to stick with your spouse more than ever, because that is the time he need prayer. That is the time he need to know that there is someone always hope and always have hope in him. That's a time when he know that someone will not desert him. Amen. Amen. So that is a time. I know that this is tough. Ladies, you can come to me after the sermon to talk to me. But I really, really encourage you. I know that it is not easy. It is not easy if our spouse has the heart for someone else. It is not easy. But who is going to pray for him at that time? His wife and his kids are going to help him at that time. We all need to hold up. The wife and the kids need to hold up the father in the family. We need to hold him up. Things can turn around. We need to believe. God said that there is hope. God said that love is patient, love is kind. And love always hope, always persevere. And love never fails. Therefore, we need to make that decision. If Pastor Lau doesn't come to my face and say that, "Da, sign the paper right now. I want to divorce you," I will never initiate the divorce. I will never. I will always hope and pray and hope and pray and believe in God. And I really believe God can bring us through, and God can solve problem. You know, sometimes God things turn around in the bad way, and in fact, it can turn around in a good way too. There are so many families that they have gone through many problems, many things like this, but things turn around because someone has to stick and stand for your family. When I say this, it doesn't mean that I don't understand or I don't care about those who are abused and verbally abused and physically abused and, you know, so many things that I cannot, you know, really talk about it, talk about everything today. But I want to encourage the new generation. I have to speak the word of God. I cannot water down and compromise. Because that will not be blessing to me and to all of you. I will have to speak the word of God that we need to be patient and work with our family. And we will not just give up so easily, ever. I believe that this is a new generation. We don't need to follow the society out there. We don't need to follow that, "Oh, if it doesn't please me 100%, I'll divorce today." No, we don't need to follow that. We need to stick and stand. Like I said, if Pastor Lau do not come to me and tell me, "This is a paper, you know, I really don't want to live with you. I really don't love you. I really want to divorce you, and nothing can hold me back." Then maybe that point, I have to sigh in tears. But if he just threatened me, just say this and that, I will never divorce my husband, because I need to stand for him to turn around for my children and all that. In fact, I want to say that I really appreciate our family here. For the last 19 years that Pastor Lau and I have been the pastor in this church, we see very, very few divorces. We see very few. Some people here who live here, maybe like over 5 years, you never seen divorce at all, you know, in our church. I'm proud of you that you know, stick and stand in God and commit to each other. And also, I want to appreciate the ladies too, because today is Mother's Day. I want to specifically say thank you to all the ladies and many moms who influence my daughter's life, directly or indirectly, that you guys have set good example. You guys have committed to God, committed to your spouse, and have been an excellent example to my children's life. And all the men, many, many godly men in this church have influenced my son's life. You know, even though my son have some learning disability, but one thing that I'm proud of him is that he wants to do the right thing. He wants to follow God. If he does something naughty, he's like, really like I know, you know, because he talked to me and he talked to us, and I know in his heart that he feel bad and he want to correct it and do the right thing. Because of the example that you guys fathers and brothers, uncle in this church have shown to my children. I am so glad. Amen. Another Bible verse I want to share with you is Nehemiah 4:14-20. And I looked and rose and said to the noble, Nehemiah is trying to build the wall of Jerusalem. To the leaders and to the rest of the people, do not be afraid of them. Remember the Lord, great and awesome, and fight for your brethren, your sons, your daughters, your wife, and your houses. And it happened when our families heard that it was known to us and that God had brought their plot to nothing, that all of us returned to the wall, everyone to his work. So it was from that time on, the half of my servant worked at construction, while the other half held the spears, the shield, the bow, and wore armor. And the leaders were behind all the houses, all the house of Judah. Those who built on the wall and those who carry burdens loaded themselves so that with one hand they work at construction and with one hand held a weapon. This is the key Bible verse that I would like to share with you, that with one hand they work at construction. They are building the wall. And with the other hand, they held the weapon. Because while they're building, the enemy come in and they have to fight too. And that is the same thing is our family. In our family life, the Bible says that fight for your brethren, your son, your daughter, your wife, your home. So with one hand, we have to construct our children, our family. We have to make a decision to construct. The family does not just go day by day, but there is a lot of things to construct, to build in the family. For example, I'll give you, Pastor Lau was teaching that love life is like the bank. If you put in, you know, the money in the bank, it will grow. If you keep withdrawing, it will be gone. That is one of the building way. You have to put the money in the bank of relationship. Therefore, you have to like build or do something about it. So there's so many things that, you know, all of the women can do. For example, like, I believe, this is what I believe. I hope everyone believe like me. We need to be beautiful. Woo! Right? We need to look good. You need to look good. Don't just whatever. Oh, I already have a husband and he cannot leave me. If he leave me, he's not a Christian. Do not think that way. We need to be beautiful, at least for our husband. In fact, the total purpose is for our husband. Is that right? We need to eat right. We need to eat healthy food. We need to go to salon sometime. And if you can, go to spa too. No, maybe not necessary, but... But I believe that we need to be beautiful for our husbands. Every day, we need to take a shower and comb our hair and dye and make it nice, you know, like, and wear clean clothes. So, and put perfume a little bit, you know, in it, or something, do something so that your husband come home and he feel good about you. I don't believe that, you know, even though the man loved the wife so much, but I don't think that he want to see the wife when he come home and then on the roll, on the head, and what the green thing. What is that? Huh? The mask, the clay mask, you know, on, and hi honey, give me a kiss. Clean it up about half an hour before he come home. I really think that we need to do that. And every day, even though you are so tired, cook him something. Take care of him. Cook him something to eat. If you cannot cook, at least go buy and get it ready. When the time he come home, you should get it ready. Don't take it for granted that, okay, mama is in the closet. Go get a cup of noodle. He's in the closet, okay? Or go and make some macaroni cheese. I have a lot because I prepare for the kid. So, you know, at least take care of our husband, take care of our wife. When you can, maybe you might cook a few times a week, but the rest of the week you still need to put something on the table for them. You still have to build your family, but at the same time, another hand, you need to fight. Okay? So first of all, I want to share about building the family first. Our children do not automatically learn everything by themselves. Even though they are smart, they are intelligent, there's a lot of things that we need to teach them. Parents need to teach them. I'll give you some example. And it is very important too, is that it is the area of the heart. It's so important. I don't mind at all. When my kids were young, I did not mind them running around. I'm not like tie them with a chair. Not like that at all. They run, they play, they're so much energetic and they have energy and they run around. And at times you will find that they break something. You know, they break stuff. But at my house, if people who come to my house know that I have lots of cups, so if they break one, it's okay. And sometimes a member come and break it too. Which is okay too, you know. Thing can break. The old has to go and new will come. That's my policy. Amen. Yeah. So, but the attitude of the heart, we need to really pay attention. If they break stuff, you forgive them by new set, you know. But if they look down on people, if they are cunning, if they are disrespectful to God and to other people and to other people's stuff, that is when you need to teach them. I took serious about it. You cannot look down on people. You cannot say anything to despise God, despise your dad, and show disrespectful to God or to other people. I cannot bear with it. So I have to really talk to them. Okay. Proverbs 22:6 says that, train a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not turn away from it. Whatever you want to see your children become, whatever you want to see your family become, you need to have the vision. If you can see the vision for your family, you will work on that. A lot of time we don't see the vision. We don't know where to go. My vision is that our family will serve the Lord. Therefore, I will be patient and ask God to fill my heart with love. When you have the vision, you work on the vision. And a lot of time, a lot of things distract you from your vision. Don't worry about the distraction. Because when you walk to that vision, things will fall into places. Amen. So your goal is, number one, you're going to keep this family. For my goal is that our family will serve the Lord. And not for 5 years, 10 years. But we really, by God's grace and not by our ability, by God's grace, we want to serve the Lord until the end of our life. Amen. And my another goal is that I really want to see my children love the Lord and live their life for the kingdom. I want to see that they really love God and love God's church and His people and build the church of God when they grow up. Therefore, you know, so whatever that is practical, you need to train them now. For example, to cook, to clean, to put things in order. You cannot be good and impact a servant of God if you don't know how to put things in order. If you leave your room so messy and you don't know how to train your children to put things in order, and when your kids go to other people's house, they don't clean up. You need to teach your children to clean up after they leave the home that they visit. They need to clean up the stuff. Parents need to go upstairs to the bonus room where they play and look around and see if they have done anything, leave anything there. You need to train your kids. We all need to train our kids. How can our kids be a great missionary and great preacher, but they are not responsible for other people's property? And they are not even be able to put things in order. We need to really train our kids. Train them to come to church regularly. That is important too. One time, my daughter, you know how kids cannot get up easily in the morning. So she said that, this is Thanida when she was younger. She asked me like, Mommy, can I go to the second service? Because at that time we had the second service, morning and night. I said, no, honey, you cannot come to the second service. Even though nothing wrong with the second service. But my intention is to train my children to seek God first in the morning. The first thing, you come to church on Sunday. And since then on, until now, she keeps coming to church every Sunday morning, except when she is sick, really tied up with some serious thing, then she cannot come. But normally you will see that she come to church every day in the morning, not the second service. Because that is how we make a decision to train them, that you come to church and seek God first. Train them to be responsible. And a lot of time it's much easier to do it ourselves. It's much easier for me to just put away the dishes and clean the kitchen and do everything and set the table and prepare everything. But I still have to say that come and cut the veggie and clean up the kitchen and set the table and do things. And it takes them like hours. And then I have to be there with them for hours. But I still have to do that because I let them do it. And in fact, just last 2 weeks, I was so proud of them because we invite my sister-in-law family over because of her birthday. So I invite their whole family come. And can you believe? I was sitting down because all of my kids were working so hard. Brandon was cooking. Thanida and Joy were cleaning up. And Paul was, you know, doing whatever he need to do. Paul really liked to do things. There are a few things in my house that he liked to do, like putting away dishes, and he liked to cut the mushroom, cut the green onion, you know. There are a few things that I have trained him to do. He always do that. So I was sitting down and with a proud heart on that day that, wow, now the fruit of my training, the things that I have been training them bear fruit now. So I was sitting down and look at them like so busy, like a busy bee, trying to do things. I'm so proud of them, in fact. Therefore, these are the things that we need to teach and train our kids. Each one of us may have different things that the Lord have shown you to train them. This is what I have in my life to train them. But I know that a lot of you have other things to train. For example, like you train them to be a good musician, and you train them to serve, you know, to go to Hawaii and serve or do things. You can do that. But this is what I'm doing with them right now. Amen. So, with the other hand, okay, before I go, can I please read a little bit of the card that my daughter sent me? Thanida and Joy have sent me many, many cards, and I pick out some. This one, first of all, I want to let you know that I am not trying to boast or to lift our family or myself up or anything, but I just want to encourage all of us that if we teach and we train and we stick with that, our kids will come out loving the Lord. Okay? I pick out two of them. The first one I want to speak to you is that this one is for mom and dad. Said, mom and dad, you both influence us to love God more. And that is the greatest gift you could ever give us. That is what she wrote for me. So she did not mention about how much money we give her. She did not mention about how comfortable life she has. She never said that, oh, thank you, mother, for giving us and providing us. And no. But what she said is that, thank you that you influence us to love God more. And that is the greatest gift you could ever give us. Amen. I read part of it. And another part is that in here, another one, she wrote in year 2005, the first one, I don't know what year. She's talking about mom. Of course, she would say, I'm the best mom in the world. Which I admit it. No. I'm teasing. Okay. She said that you are the best mom in the world. Of course. You bring me closer to God and make sure that I always have the fear of God in my life. You know, she didn't say anything about thing. Kid don't care how much you give them. Kid don't care, you know, whatever. But they care that you lead them into the right path. So mothers, I want to encourage all of you to stick with it. Loving the Lord, put God first, respect God, respect your husband, lead your children with life example. If you keep saying bad thing about God all the time or about your husband all the time, your kid will not have the direction to go. But if you love the Lord, you said, you know, respect God, love God, choose first, God first, put God number one in your life, respect your dad. Sometimes my kid would come and say that, complain. Oh, dad never have time for me. Dad don't care and things go on. You know how the devil speak to them. When they have that speech, then the devil start talking to them more, expand the stuff, expand the thought. You have to come back right away. You cannot be respectful to your dad. If he doesn't follow God, you will not be blessed. If he doesn't work hard for you, you will not have a home to live in and have food and can go to school like you are today. Therefore, ladies, I really want to encourage all of us to really love our God and love our husband. Amen. Allow our husband to serve God. Don't hold them back. Don't say that he is for me and he is for my family and just hold him back. But because when you release him with your willingness, you allow him to love God first, to love his church, to love his people. Consequently, God will bless your family. The Bible also says that, I'm not quoting here, but just come in my mind. The Bible says that we are willing to give life, we will receive it. But if we are not willing to give, we will not receive it. If we are willing to die, we will have life. So I'm willing to die. I'm willing to die for the thing that the world thinks that is good. Like your husband have to serve you and always have to please you, always there for you and everything which is good. Husband should strive and try to do that too. But if our husband doesn't have that time or not that perfect, we still have to love him, support him, respect him in the eye of our children. Amen. Okay. So number one, I was talking about teaching and training and also correcting our children. We need to correct our children when they are not doing the right thing. We need to correct them because if we allow them with little thing, it will become a big thing later on. And sometimes it's too late to fix. So with every little thing, but not to, you know, like your kid cannot move. Don't do that. Not like they cannot turn, they cannot move, they like feel bowed. Don't do that to them. But give them direction. Tell them what you think and what's going on and why they should choose that way, why this is a better decision and right decision. But do not bow your kid like they cannot even turn any give any turn. So that will not be healthy for them because then they cannot make a decision at all. When they cannot make decision, it's not healthy. They have to be able to make a decision. Hopefully, we have taught them everything and they have enough information to make the right decision. I hope you understand what I mean. Yeah. Amen. Yeah. Okay. So, teach, train, admonish our children. And the Bible said that with one hand, they work at construction. So that is the construction that I'm talking about. And with the other hand, held a weapon. With another hand, we have to have the weapon to fight the devil. Because the devil always want to attack our family and always want to collapse our family some way, somehow. I read in one book about cult. And then in that book, in one passage, say that, do you know that the group of Antichrist, when they fly over the land, over the city, they pray that every family will be broken. That every family will not stand as the strong family. That is what they pray. Therefore, with another hand, we have to hold the weapon and fight with it this is the thing that is our weapon that I'm going to continue to say now. That number one is our prayer for our family. We have to pray for our family, number one. Number two is we need to draw wisdom from the Word of God to fight with the enemy. Parents need to live a holy life. Make a decision to live a holy life and responsible life, both husband and wife. Parents need to set good example for your children. And parents need to love one another. And these are the shield for the family. Pray for your family every day. In James 5:16, the earnest, heartfelt, continued prayer of a righteous man make tremendous power available, dynamic in its working. So when you pray for your family, it's like you protect your family. And another thing that I mentioned before, the wisdom from the Word of God. You draw the wisdom from the Word of God, then you give your kid direction. Parents live a holy life and responsible life. And parents set good example for your children. Parents love one another. All of these things are the shield, are the weapon that we can guard against the scheme of the enemy. Amen. You have to know that minor thing is minor. Major is major, minor is minor. If you are not pleased with your spouse with this and that, don't make it big deal. Because that is minor. Major thing is that you want to build the whole family to serve the Lord. That is major. So you do everything for the major and not the minor. So as a wife, I know that my husband, even though I live with him and I see his life all the time, I know that he is very godly man. I have to admit that he is. That's why I learn from him. Why I can have a strong faith and continue to serve the Lord and continue to have the strength to go on and serve the Lord? Because I see my husband's life. But even though I know that he's a godly man, but still, wife, I want to let you know that our husband are human beings. They can fall. They can be tempted. They can make wrong decisions because they are human beings. Therefore, as a wife, I really pray for my husband. I pray my unusual prayer too sometimes. For example, I pray that he will not fall into temptation, that he will not commit adultery. Even though I know and living with him, I know that he will not. But still, I still have to pray for him that he will not fall into temptation. I cannot take it for granted and say that, oh, he's fine. And as a wife, we are responsible to really pray for our husband. Amen. Amen. That our husband will be an overcomer in every way. That he will overcome temptation. That he will always, always be humble. Always have a humble heart. And always love God. And always love his church and his people more than anything. That is the thing we need to pray for our husband. And pray that God will give him wisdom, anointing, know how to build the church, know how to lead God's people. All the things we need to pray. And this, I give you just one example of prayer. Of course, we will pray for our children and brothers and sisters in the church and all that. But this, I just give one example that we need to pray for our husband seriously. Amen. I have mentioned two things already. Number one, about divorce, that we will dig our heel and we will not divorce easily. Number two is we need to teach and train our children, admonish our children, and that on the other hand, we have to have the weapon to fight against the scheme of the enemy. And another thing that we need to stand for, and it happened in my life, I need to stand for my son. That's why God teach me faith. God teach me about faith quite a lot because I really need him in this area. A lot of you know that my son has learning disabled. I cannot imagine that God cannot heal him. I cannot imagine that because this picture always comes to my mind. 2,000 years ago, Jesus healed everyone who come to him. And the Bible says in Malachi that God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. How can I expect less? I cannot expect less. I have to expect whatever God say. I believe that 2,000 years ago, when people came, some of them could not walk, some of them were blind, some of them were mute and deaf. But all of them who come to Him, God healed. So that picture always comes in my mind. And the Bible always say He is the same. So I believe that He is the same. And today and in the future, He will be the same. Therefore, I stick and stand. And I never come down, like lose hope. All the day of my life, I will continue to pray and have faith that He will be completely healed. That He will serve the Lord. That He will be able to preach the Word of God. Amen. So today, I know that is my faith for my son. And we all have learned about faith and we all have heard about faith so many times. But today, I really pray that it will come in reality in your life. That it will be infused into your spirit. That Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And His healing power is still there, available for all of us. Amen. And I read one more time in James 5:16, that the earnest, heartfelt, continued prayer of a righteous man make tremendous power available, dynamic in its working. Are you going to believe that?
Yes.
It's your choice. The Bible said that there is life and death you can choose. I choose life. I proclaim now, I choose life. I choose to believe in the Word of God. Amen. I also have a good report from the evaluation from the teacher. I went to see the teacher. Okay? Whatever it is, I'm not quite sure because I have to go and ask the teacher again. But this is what I see. He improved. Letter word identification from 40 to 61. Word attack from 44 to 70. Basic reading skill 40 to 62. Math calculation skill 75 to 94. Amen. Calculation from 79 to 97%. Whew. Not only this, I do not read it all because it will be long, but not only that, when I go to see the teacher, one thing that happened to, sometimes it happened to learning disabled children is that they have a behavior. They are aggressive and they attack and they hit people and or rude to the teachers and all that. But when I went to see the group of teachers, his main teacher, she was so excited to talk about him, how cooperative he is, how polite he is, how good behavior he is. And then they say that, you have done a good job. I say, yeah, right. I don't even have time. No, I mean, I want to say that because we get involved in the church a lot and then, you know, we have so many things, both my husband and myself have to do in the church too. So we just love him, teach him, pay attention to him, but we are not like be able to just focus on him alone. We cannot do like that because we have other responsibility to do too. But anyway, the teacher was very sure that the parent worked so hard about him. That's why he improved a lot. But I want to really give honor to the Lord. I really give honor to the Lord God. That all the thing that is happening to him, I believe that because he is in the presence of God every day. He is in the presence of God every Sunday. The presence of God, the Spirit of God, cleanse him, heal him, help him so much. He is a changed young man, I can say. But all of this, I really praise the Lord and I really honor him and glorify his name. I encourage parents to stick and stand with God and take a stand for your family. Continue to do the right thing because in due time you will reap the harvest. Keep continue to love the Lord with all your heart. Continue to love your children with all your heart. Continue to teach and train and admonish continue to stand in faith, continue to love each other, continue to build up your family. Continue to do it, because in due time, you will reap the harvest. Amen. Amen. That is all I have to for today.
Thank you, Pastor Da. I believe you are blessed today. You learned something. Amen. Hallelujah. We all need to learn and grow in this area of life, the area of being, building family and training the next generation and building the strong family. And I really appreciate what she said, what God really spoke through her. One more thing I want to add that she just at the end of the sermon. I believe that if we really live a holy life, fear God, and shut the door to sin, shut the door to the enemy in our heart, in our home, the devil cannot step into our home and attack our spouse and our children. I noticed that the children in our church tend to be above reproach, above standard in many areas. They are not short-tempered, they are not angry people, they're not aggressive and throw things around. I believe because the parents in this church really love God and just serve God. So you open only the door for angels to come in. You open the door for God's spirit to come in, the fire of God come into your house. But the devil cannot step in. So demon cannot attack your children or come in and cause them to be in trouble. So I want to exhort all of you to continue to love the Lord and serve God, both husband and wife. Amen. I would like to pray for the mom in this church. And I'd like to read a few scripture here before I pray to you, because I pray according to scripture. In Psalm chapter 115, verse 14, may the Lord make you increase, both you and your children. Proverbs chapter 31, 28 to 30. Her children arise and call her blessed. Her husband also, and he praises her. Many women do noble things, but you surpass them all. Charm is defective and beauty is fleeting, but a woman who fears the Lord is to be praised. Give and it will be given to you. A good measure, pressed down, shaken together and running over, will be poured into your lap. For with the measure you use, it will be measured to you. Oh, the mom, could you please stand up? I'd like to pray for you. The Bible says, may the Lord make you increase, you and your children. The Bible says that because you fear God, you will live the life that become a source of joy to people around you, to be a blessing to people around you. The goodness, the effort, the energy, and all the things that you invest into your home, into your children, and to your husband, will multiply and come back to you as a blessing to your life. Amen. Amen. Father, you promised in the Bible here, Lord, that I read the scripture a while ago, that you shall bless them and give them the increase. Give their children the increase, Father. Lord, bless all these moms and their children and their family. Bless them with the finances, Lord. Bless them, Lord, with wisdom, with joy, with strength, with power and the anointing. Bless them with the words of wisdom. Bless them with the gifts of God from heaven. Give them the increase in every area of their life that they need, Lord, to build a family, to build the next generation, godly men and women who are going to serve the Lord. Father, because they fear you, because they love you, they will be the source of joy. People will praise them. People will really praise their family. When they see the family, Father, when the world see them and their children and their husband, Father, they shall say, you are blessed. You are blessed. Your home is blessed. In Jesus' mighty name. Lord, as they give out their time to their children, as they give energy, they sleep late at night to cook, to clean the house, to train their children, to take care of their household, Father. Lord, as they give, you will give them the increase. Lord, everything they touch, will be blessed, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, Amen. Amen. You can be seated. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. How many people believe that God bless you and your home? Amen. How many people in this room want to have babies and haven't had a baby yet? Could you please stand up? You want to have children? You are married. I'm not talking about single woman. If single woman have a baby, it will be different story. Okay. Married woman, if you want to have more baby. If you have one baby, you want to have more. It's okay too. Stand up. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Let's pray for these sisters that God will give them children, offspring. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, I bless them. Open their womb, Father, that they have many children, Father. Many godly children, healthy, strong, godly, fear God. Lord, open their womb in the name of Jesus and bless them, bless their body, Father. Bless their family in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Bless the name of the Lord. How many people are single women in this room and one day want to get married to a godly man? Stand up. If you still want to get married, stand up. If you want to be single forever, that's okay. You can sit down. You want to marry a godly man, stand up. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Believe God, huh? God will provide you. God will bring to you a man after God's own heart. Amen. If God can create the world from nothing, to bring you a man is a piece of cake. Everyone say a piece of cake. Piece of cake. Amen. God gonna bring you a man who loves God and can provide for you. Amen. Let's believe God. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Oh, this singles lady, in Jesus' mighty name, Father, drop from heaven a man after God's own heart. A man who fear God. A man who loved them. Love them, fall in love with them. Crazy about them. Banana about them. Father, oh, just want to be around them, Father. When this man look at them and say, oh, you're so beautiful. You're so awesome. I want to be with you. I want to serve God with you. I want to build the kingdom of God with you. Lord, provide them. Give them, Lord, the man that you selected, that you ordained before the creation of the world for them, Father. Oh, Lord, they will not lose heart. They will not walk in doubt, but they believe, Father, that man will show up at the right time and they're going to have a happy family. They're going to have an awesome family, Father. Lord, they will not lack anything. They will see the blessing of God upon their life, Father. Bless these people indeed, Father. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Amen. Give the mighty hand of praises to the Lord. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
We trust this message has ministered to you. If you would like more information about New Hope International Church or other teaching series, please contact us at 206-275-1042 or visit our website online at www.newhopeinternationalchurch.org. You may also write to us at the following address: New Hope International Church, 9170 Southeast 64th Street, Mercer Island, Washington, 98040. Thank you very much.